Gus Fauché, the director of macroeconomics at the economic website moodyseconomy.com, is one of many experts who say the crisis began in the U.S. housing market. He says prices rose unrealistically high and credit was given too easily.
We had people who, in retrospect, were given mortgage loans but shouldn't have been given mortgage loans because they really couldn't afford them. So now we're seeing the effects of that.
International economist Robert Scott at the Washington-based Economic Policy Institute blames the Federal Reserve, the U.S. central bank, for allowing housing prices to rise too high.
For the last 7 or 8 years, until just the last year or so, Alan Greenspan, the former chairman of the Federal Reserve, said that the housing market was sound, that there was nothing wrong with the rise in housing prices that many, many economists were saying was unsustainable. So he let that bubble build up, he did nothing about it, and he bears a lot of responsibility for this crisis.
But that may not be the whole reason. Ted Truman, a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics, says while the financial woes started in the mortgage lending industry, the causes of those problems have been afflicting other financial markets.
Everybody calls it a subprime crisis in the sense that if no subprime mortgages had ever been made, we wouldn't have had a crisis. And even the thought that it's all about housing, I think, is an exaggeration. It's about easy credit and financial engineering that went wild, and people who thought that the good times would never come to an end and were planning accordingly.
According to Gus Fauché, the bad loans that were handed out by mortgage lenders are still causing trouble for consumers and for financial institutions.
There's simply a lot of bad housing-related securities out there. Those are falling in value. The problem is we're not sure who's holding all of those. And as we find out about institutions that are holding them, those institutions start to fail, and that's causing problems throughout the entire financial system.
Fauché says banks are reluctant to lend to one another because they're not sure which institutions are holding bad debt. He says the banks are also reluctant to make loans, so the entire system is coming to a halt. According to Fauché, worries that one failing financial institution could drag down others led the U.S. government to buy out most of the huge insurance company, AIG.
The Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department were concerned that AIG, is involved in many different financial markets, and they were concerned that if AIG failed, that would bring down the entire financial system, so therefore they decided to step in and have essentially the federal government take over the firm.
Many economists, including Robert Scott, believe tighter regulation could have prevented the crisis.
Mistake number one was failing to regulate the financial sector. We should have required them to hold much greater reserves. They're not required to hold any reserves now. Secondly, we should have limited the amount in which they can invest in these high-risk assets.
Robert Reich, who was Labor Secretary under President Bill Clinton, says the troubles have worsened to this point because there was not enough regulation of the financial industry between 2002 and 2006 when the economy was strong.
Wall Street increased its borrowing dramatically. Our financial institutions increased borrowing much faster than economic growth. Individuals increased their borrowing also much faster than economic growth, but nobody was minding the store. Our regulators were not overseeing the system to make sure that there was adequate disclosure, capital requirements, so that information could get to the right people at the right time. The system was no longer transparent.
Reich says America's financial markets need to adhere to the same standards that the U.S. encourages in other countries.
The United States continues to tell developing nations, as the IMF and the World Bank continue to tell developing nations, that they have to have a transparent capital market before capital will be attracted to them. Well, the same principle applies to the United States. Unless our markets are transparent, capital at some point is going to be afraid and start stampeding out of those markets, and that's exactly what's happened.
In recent days, both U.S. presidential candidates, Republican John McCain and Democrat Barack Obama, have advocated tighter regulation of financial institutions. And U.S. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson is said to be considering creating an institution to deal with troubled banks and investments. Kent Klein, VOA News, Washington.